This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. Do you know, I look at alpacas and I smile. And sometimes I look at alpacas and I laugh. They do me good. They do my heart good to be around and to see and to engage with. And do you know, when I'm looking at them, I'm always surprised by the eyes that look back. It's a delight. Ah, what a privilege. What an amazing thing it is to share my life with these amazing creatures. When they arrived, I had no idea quite how much they were going to get inside. Not inside the house, but just get inside me, get inside my heart, capture me. But as you know, Hermione was the one who captured us first when we first saw her in the field. And there's just something about her. She's a delight. She's doing really well and is pleased to have her coat off. She is enjoying her food. She's enjoying the grazing. And she's enjoying her daughter, who's still around, who's now three-ish, coming up three. And they have a lovely relationship. Most of the time, Hermione, who's now really taken on the role of being the matriarch. Occasionally she'll have little arguments, usually with one of the older ones. The younger ones give her room, don't stand their ground much, but occasionally some of the ones similar age, but not quite as old as her, will argue a little, but she stands her ground. Do you know, I got told off the other day by her daughter, Gwentleian. Gwentleian decided that, I don't know what I was doing now, but she decided and she'll have a little grumble with some of the others. And she was, I think she was surprised actually when she realized it was me. And I think I came up behind her and moved her slightly, and she kind of objected. She thought it was one of the other alpacas who was coming in on her food bowl. And she told me off. She's a delight. She's a real sweetie, but there's a little bit of fire in there, you know. So they're coming along nicely. The grass is growing and they're eating it. A lot of that going on. And they're enjoying just being out and about. They are now out most of the time, and then they afternoon feed and stuff. They're off. They're gone. And they spend most of the night out around on the bank of the lake. I've just lost track of where the geese are. What are you rolling on? One of them having a good old roll. I'm sure that's delightful. So they're also rolling in some of the dust. They're finding the dust. They're obviously getting a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit warm in the sun, and decided they're going to have a roll in the dust. And but the geese are over there and on the bank with them. They cruise over and they get out, and then they just keep their distance, make them keep their distance. But they're delighted to be around. And you know, I don't know what it is with pheasants. Perhaps it's large birds. I don't know, generally, but with the pheasants, the other day there was the male in the middle, but I mean surrounded by alpacas, it was just amazing, really. That they get so close and so in the middle of it. So alpacas are not a threat to birds, obviously. And the birds are quite comfortable being around them. They like being around them, it seems. So we've got three, I think, pairs of pheasants down the top end of the valley, up where the boys are. And they're regularly in there. There's a little video clip I'll show you. And you'll have to go to the website, alpacatribe.com. Have a look at the show notes for this episode, and you'll find there a little video of a visitor with the boys up on when they're feeding. And then there's another pair of that are over here with the girls and around. So there's the three pairs. And we've heard a cuckoo for the first one this season. How about that? It's definitely. Do you know, I hesitate to say it. It's definitely spring. It's still coming. But I carry on until about August saying, oh, I'm not sure whether spring's arrived yet. No, it's here and continuing to arrive. So cuckoo, wow. And also the woodpecker rattling in the trees. And it's just a nice time of year for the girls, particularly. They enjoy the warmth of the sun, and they were out. They were out and about, sunbathing, paddling, doing all kinds of things. They're having a nice time because there's not so many flies around this time of year. The boys have actually stopped coming back for breakfast now. We keep losing them. They go out and they're down the far end of the valley overnight, really a long way from home, a long way from their field shelter, and very happily out. And then they kind of mooch around down there in the mornings, enjoying the early morning sun. And they don't make it back for breakfast. So we've kind of decided they probably don't need it. So we're feeding them once a day for now, see how we go. And we make sure they've got plenty of water and stuff, but they're down the far end. And they keep bumping into, there's a sheep and a lamb. Keep putting them out, keep coming back. You know, we've been repairing fences last week. Well, that fence is good. It's another one. There's another place. And I still haven't worked out exactly where they're coming in, but there were two lambs in the wrong side of the fence. So we put one back over. I grabbed him and put him over. And then the other one, he was a runner. He was away and gone and ended up down the right down the far end and tangled in the brambles and managed to get himself out again. And then we tried to walk back without being too close, and we'd left a gate open for him to go through, and we couldn't find him. So I'm assuming he went through the gate. But then this morning, lamb and mum back on our side of the fence. How do they do that? I don't know. Thankfully, alpacas don't challenge fences. There's always one or two. Don't believe it completely. Don't count on it. Don't assume that you're going to get away with it. But generally, you'll find that they don't challenge fences to try and get through or get over or get beyond. But you always find one now and again that will prove the exception to the rule. Have you been practicing your moving skills recently? The ones where you get your alpacas to go where you want them to? It's that herding pressure. The gentle herding pressure is all you need for alpacas, really. So moving towards them, it depends. They'll stand their ground. They're relaxed with me being around. So there are other times when I have to, there's arms out, moving towards them. Come on, walk on. And just encouraging them gently. And they get the idea, oh, we're going this way. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Which is exactly the time they all decide they need to go to the loo and visit the poo pile. Oh, dear. So do practice that when you don't need to. Do you know what I mean? You want to be able to know that when you have to move them, you can, and you're not going to run into trouble. So work out where the bulk of the group is. There's kind of how would you describe it? There's a central mass of the herd group. If you move to certain ones that you want them to move, then others will follow. But there's the general sort of mass. You herd the group as a group, as a single entity, rather than as individuals. And the others will catch up, and they don't like being left behind. And you just maneuver slightly and put the pressure on and move them forward. It's quite fun if you don't have to do it in a hurry. So it's good to practice those things. I've also been encouraging them to come to me. Usually there's food involved, isn't there, with these kind of things, to come to me to a call or to a whistle. So work out what your call is going to be. How are you going to call them? How are you going to attract their attention and get them to say, yes, they're supposed to be coming to you. I do worry when they're crashed out on the ground. Okay, you just got up again. It's just that time of year. They're liking lying And the other good thing about this time of year is the growth of some things ahead of others. And it's things like the foxgloves, that all the rosettes, all the leaf part is really clear at the moment. Great time to go around and pull them out, get them out by the roots. And also other things such as thistles, which later on when they've got the flowers and they then got the seeds, they will spread and spread and spread. So now's a good time to be looking at those things. It's a bit early for ragwort, but it's that'll be starting to grow as well. The little rosettes of flowers there, looking for the purple coloration on the leaves as well, so you can identify them. But you need, for that, you need a rag fork to be able to dig down and get them out. So do go down deep enough to get the roots. But yeah, so look for things that are undesirables, things that are poisonous. And I know that some people have been having things like cuckoo pint, or is it pint? How do you pronounce it? It's a part of the arum lily family, and it's, poisonous. So we want that out. And other things, broom isn't good. It's particularly the seeds, but it's general. So you want to be trying to make sure that's kept in check and the things aren't there. Got quite a bit of laurel growing, particularly in areas where the alpacas, they don't have access to there. But it's that time of year when you can easily notice those kind of things growing. You can then spot the leaves, spot the plants, and get easy access to them to be able to bring the numbers down, keep them from flowering, keep them from spreading, and removing the poisonous thing. Grass starting to grow, it's less of an issue, but particularly through the winter, you get this thing where there isn't anything else around, and the glossy, shiny green leaves of things, if it's there in the winter, it's likely that they're poisonous. All the alkaloids and things. So now's a good time to be having a look around, seeing what's there, and just doing a little bit, little bit, little bit. Keep on top of it, rather than trying to do all of it in one go. So, I'm seeing stuff. I need to go equipped, don't I? That's the thing that's missing now. Now that I've noticed it, now I've told you about it, I need to go equipped with a bag and just be able to collect those up. And we can keep the pressure off, keep the poisonous plants at bay. If you're not sure, the chances are it is a problem. Do ask, do some investigation, but you can also always make the assumption, not sure about this, I'm not happy about this, I'm going to take it out. So, yeah. And things like azaleas and rhododendrons, they really should not be having access to them at all. Nasty, nasty, nasty. So do watch out for those things. So make sure you got those things covered. And as I say, this is a good time of year to be doing that. It's also a good excuse for having a spring walk, getting out there, assuming you're in this end of the of the world. Otherwise, you're going tipping over now, aren't you? Going out from summer into autumn, wintery. Not winter yet. Sorry. Shouldn't mention that horrible word. So, yeah. So, hope things are going well. Just give a shout out to Jane, who's in Normandy. Normandy in France has had llamas for a long time, and over recent years has had some alpacas as well. And she's just been introduced to the podcast. So, she's now catching up as they're picking poo in the fields, mucking out outside, and just collecting that, then catching up on the podcast. So great that you do drop me an email using steve@alpacatribe.com. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll hopefully catch some people and do some more interviews coming up soon. In the meantime, try spend some time with your alpacas and breathe. And relax. Have I told you about half-hour holidays? I think they're a really good idea. If you can, spend a half-hour holiday in the presence of your alpacas with a nice drink of whatever you prefer. Yeah. Take care. See you again soon. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.